Proverbs chapter 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not becoming for a fool. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse without cause will not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off the feet, and drinks damage. The legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. As he who binds a stone in a sling, so is he that gives honor to a fool. As a thorn goes up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The great God who formed all things both rewards the fool, and rewards sinners. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope for a fool than of him. The lazy man says, "There is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets." As the door turns upon its hinges, so does the lazy one upon his bed. The lazy hides his hand in his bosom. It grieves him to bring it again to his mouth. The lazy one is wiser in his own conceit than seven men who can render a reason. He who passes by, and meddles with strife that does not belong to him, is like one who takes a dog by the ears. As a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death. So is the man who deceives his neighbor, and says, "Am I not joking?" Where no wood is, there the fire goes out, so where there is no gossiper, the strife ceases. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a gossiper are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a pot covered with silver dross. He who hates pretends with his lips, and lays up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, do not believe him, because there are seven abominations in his heart. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness will be shown before the whole congregation. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. And he who rolls a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hates those who are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin.